Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today we're going to look at two things that are really important for you to be able to get more referrals because your partners are going to understand how to refer you better. See, for most people, what they're doing is they're just hoping that their partners are actually going to come across the right sort of referral. They're hoping that someone's going to fall into their partner's lap and they're going to know exactly what to do, and their partner will pass that referral to you. Well, unfortunately, you know that that doesn't happen. You know that if you're going to rely on that sort of hope, that you're going to only get referrals every now and then, rather than actually getting referrals on a consistent basis. So the first thing is actually you understanding the person that you work with, your target audience, your ideal client. But understanding them from a point of view of then being able to use the right sort of language to be able to train your referral partners. So I'm not talking about understanding your ideal client from the point of view of selling to them. I'm talking about understanding your ideal client from the point of view of being able to explain to your partners how to be able to get a good referral for you. So do you know what your ideal client's hot buttons are? What are their frustrations? What are their wants? What are their fears? What are their aspirations? Because once you understand that, then it's easier to train your partners. You see, when you talk about your ideal client's wants and aspirations, you're talking about clients moving towards something that they're actually wanting. When you talk about frustrations and fears, you're talking about your clients moving away from what they don't want. Now, that might just seem pretty simple, but it's actually really important for when your partners actually speak to their network, you need them to speak in the language that's going to get them to actually resonate with the message. So if they're talking with language around wants and aspirations, but they're a move away from the pain person, it's not going to resonate with them. If they're talking about the frustrations and fears, except they're a half glass full and they're moving towards where they want to go, it's not going to resonate with them. So you need to be able to talk to your partners and get them to actually understand your ideal client from what are their wants and aspirations, what are their fears, what are their frustrations, so they can understand how to talk to that particular possible referral in a more qualified way. Now, this certainly is getting a little bit deeper and certainly getting a little bit more advanced. Because again, for most people, hey, if they get a referral from someone, they just jump up and down and they're really happy. But if you've got a referral partner and you've got good relationships and you've got good trust taking place with both of you, this is the next level. This is the next step to be able to go to and really take each other to a completely different level of understanding how to speak to the other person's prospect. Because the end result is that you get a better qualified person who's ready to take action with you immediately. You don't have to do any selling anymore. All you pretty much need to do is have a conversation with that person, make sure there's a fit, and away you go. You see, that's what referral partners should be doing. They should be passing you referrals, passing you people who are pretty much already ready to go. Not just passing you people going, oh, they were interested in that product or service, have a talk to them and see what happens. That's not a qualified referral. Hey, that's some sort of opportunity. Sure, you still need them. But if your partners were doing a great job, your partners would have qualified them better, would have used the right sort of language, would have made sure that they were ready to go, and then passed them to you. Because in the end, they're the only sorts of people that you want to be working with, people who are ready to go. They understand what it is you do, they understand how you do it, they understand how you help people, the outcomes that they'll get by using your product or service. And then they're ready to take action. That can't happen unless you train your partners properly. So the first thing you wanted to do there that we just went through was understand frustrations, wants, fears, and aspirations of your ideal client. Then you need to train your partners in those exact same things so that they understand how to be able to talk to your partner a lot better, qualify them a lot better, and therefore you get a better quality referral. The second thing that you want to be able to do is make sure that your partners have ways to be able to help you. So there's no point having referral partners and just sitting there going, well, I hope my referral partner finds me a referral. Give them the right sort of tools for them to be able to give you exposure, to be able to open doors for you, to be able to do things that will actually help you get referrals. It's like me going and building a new house. I've got my block of land, I got my builder, and I say to my builder, I want a house, please. And that's it. I don't give them any designs, I don't give them any drawings, I don't give them any other instructions. I just say, I want my house, please. And I expect it to be built exactly the way that what sits in my head. Hey, it's just not possible. So you need to be giving your partners various resources and various tools for them to be able to help you, for them to be able to give you the exposure that you want, for them to be able to open doors, for them to be able to help fill your sales funnel for you. You can't expect them to be the builder without giving them the drawings, without giving them the roadmap, without giving them the explanation on how to or what to. So think, are you actually helping your referral partners right now, or are you actually hindering them and not actually giving them the resources they need to find lots of referrals for you? If you've got referral partners and they're passing you a referral sort of every now and then sort of every second, third plus week, then look at what you can be doing to help them. Because if they're able to find a referral for you every sort of second, third, fourth, fifth plus week, I guarantee they can probably find a referral for you every week. But you've got to tweak a few things, you've got to change a few things, you've got to help them, whether that be with your communication, whether that be with the tools or resources, whether that be with better training, but there'll be some element there that you can do that allows them to generate more of business for you. So you need to take responsibility and go, good, what can I do to help you? So there's just two simple things that we need to think about if we want our partners passing us more business. Don't just assume because they're a referral partner and you're out there helping them and they're out there helping you that you can't do more to give them the right sort of tools and resources to help you. So the action item at the end of this podcast is pretty simple. You need to sit back and reflect and go, what do I need to do to help my partners get me more business? Do I need to train them better? Do I need to talk about various tools or resources, lead magnets? What can I give them? Do our communication with them need to be better more often? Have a look at what you are currently doing to help your referral partners be successful and devise a plan to make it even better. Getting referrals is great. But you've got to take the responsibility. It's no different to having your own sales team. You wouldn't have a sales team paying people tens of thousands of dollars and then just let them sit there and go, oh, well, off you go. Good luck. Hope you make a sale. You work with them. You train them. You teach them. Day in, day out, you're finding ways for them to be successful. Well, that should be no different with your referral partners. You need to be finding ways to help them be successful. Okay, I hope that's been really, really sort of insightful and helpful and given you a little bit of thinking around what do you need to be doing with your partners right now. If this is the first time that you've come across and listened to us, welcome. You can always find great things at referralmarketingguru.com.au/resources. And that allows you to be able to get your training manuals, get your success kits, and all those wonderful tools and resources we have to help you get more referrals. Till next time, take care, and I'll chat to you soon.